right, so Ivan is going to... Oh.
Ivan-san.
Hello. Konnichiwa.
just let us know if we need to adjust anything.
Okay.
Otherwise, we're ready when you are.
Thank you, everybody, listening. This is the first take, and I'm really glad to be here. Thank you for listening. This is Survivors of the Prophet, Mukacho. Yoroshiku onegaishimasu. Dozo. Survive.
I wanted to say... No, I'm gonna record it. Oh, that was hilarious. Do you want to press play so you know when to go?
Well, when you say 3, 2, 1...
Click.
Click. Because the lyrics start
at the very beginning.
Yeah, that's rough.
So you want to press play yourself? Or does it matter?
It doesn't matter. Okay. To sink or swim, ikinukuru tame ni dog eat dog world at the week, because what went wrong? Survival of the fittest, Jakuniku Kyosho. If it's the world that our wisdom will lead, well, tell me what went wrong. I've paid my dues, I've sold my soul, so tell me what is left for us when we've given up everything. Don't get me down. Nani mo kanji nakunatta yo ne. Kankai no ashite mo ano kishiki wo motomete ita. Tsuyoi to iwareru mono ni wa sekinin to you nanakusari. What's care? What went wrong? Yoai to iwarete kita hito tachi wa tarafu mutsube sarete ku yu no naka. What went wrong? We paid our dues, we sold our souls, so tell me what is left for us when we giving up everything. Ne toi kaite tadero, toi kishiki wo mite mo nani mo kanji nakunatta yo ne kankai no shimo kishiki wo motome te ita boku wo kanji. Oh, this is rough. I tried. Full disclaimer, this song is like super hard to sing. Arigatou gozaimasu. Mukanjou desu.
Oh my god, that... If you did not enjoy that, there is something wrong with you.
To everybody who is still listening, if you left, I apologize. Full disclaimer, yeah, that this song is really difficult to sing.
Yeah.
And it's, the vocal range is really not in my vocal range.
Yeah.
And it's just so
Dude, if you, I made your ear, if I made your ears bleed, I'm really sorry.
No, because I want to see one of you guys learn a Japanese song in its entirety, because that was insane.
Yeah. I delivered on my promise, though, that I will learn the lyrics to this song.
He is a man of his word.
I delivered. And fun fact, and we do have a witness here in Tim, that I did not recite lyrics from a piece of paper.
He closed his laptop. He sang straight from the heart. That, dude, I'm bowing down to him. That was amazing.
Thank you.
That's hard, learning a whole Japanese song. You know how hard it is to speak Japanese in general?
In general?
It's so insane, dude.
Yeah, so full disclaimer, if I made your ears bleed, I'm really
sorry. If we don't get 100 listeners because of this.
If I don't see 100,000 likes on my YouTube channel.
he's the new up-and-coming cover artist.
Subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Last Take.
There's gonna be one video and one video only, and it's that.
That's the one.
Oh my gosh, that was incredible, dude. That was so good. See, now I feel like I have to follow up on that so you're not alone. Yeah. So I have to think of a song that I can sing.
Or recite a scene.
Ooh.
Recite a scene in full. Mm-hmm. Japanese.
Like, do all the voices?
That'd be dope if you could.
Yo, that'd be great.
That'd be so dope.
Okay, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna pick. How long? Let's see. You did 3
just a short
minutes.
Just a short scene.
All right, I'll do 3 minutes. I'll find one.
Jotaro,
dude, the way he does that scene is. Again, voice actors have amazing talent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jeez. I have to think of one.
I really hope when you post edit, you increase the volume of the background music over mine.
I'm gonna auto tune.
You just put the original
artist. I was just telling him after I paused, it's gonna be so funny playing this whole episode back and just hearing him sing no music.
I kind of want to hear it.
So good. I think I'm gonna do a scene from My Hero. I'm gonna be I have to do All Might because he is the most intense character. I'm gonna do it. God, all right, I have to do my homework. I have to do my homework after this. Oh my gosh. But see, you've never watched it, so I can't really tell you, because it's it's
mm-hmm.
It's a very pivotal scene in the anime. I'm going to stick with season 1 since that's an easy one that you can catch up to. Season 1 is literally only 13 episodes. And it's episode 12 or 13. I mean, you know who All Might is, right? Okay, never mind. He says no.
Okay. So I'll definitely now have to watch. Since you're doing it, I have to. I'm being forced to now watch this.
Yeah,
so
see,
I can
watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, you could watch the scene itself and really not understand what's going on. Yeah, I'll do the scene of him fighting the season 1's boss. It's really intense. You're gonna...
Okay.
Actually, you know what? Don't watch it.
Okay.
Watch my performance.
Okay.
And then watch
okay.
it.
Okay.
Because one of the lines he says is intense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's literally like 3 words. Yeah, 3-4 words.
See, now I want to do one like both of us together.
That'd be great.
You know what scene would be a good one?
Which one?
Demon Slayer episode 19.
I'm going to give you the honors of being Tanjiro.
I don't want to be Tanjiro. I wanted to be Nezuko's mom. Nezuko. Onegai Nezuko.
That's it. That's all you wanted to be.
I wanted to give you the good part.
We should totally do that. Like, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we could act it out, too.
That would be so dope.
That would be so awesome. Like, no, it would be so funny if we could, like, green screen ourselves into the scene.
That would be so cool.
Hilarious.
If just... I could, like, remove the actual Tanjiro from the scene and put me in
the Or just
in
take
it
the original scene and just Photoshop our face on top of it.
See, that's why I really want to get, like, After Effects and stuff, because mm-hmm. I want to do stuff like that. That'd be so funny. Oh, God. I have to catch my breath from laughing.
Me too.
It's so funny. But, yeah, I'm going to do that My Hero Academia scene as a retort theme okay. for singing, because that was amazing. I feel bad having you put through
that. Actually, yeah, that'd be perfect, because then we can tie in voice acting again next episode.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
I mean,
that'd be perfect.
I think voice acting can definitely be a recurring
I think that'd be a good episode.
Segment. That'd be cool. All right. Well, special one is out of the way. Now for the grand finale.
Special two.
Now for the grand finale.
Prepare yourselves.
For our voice acting prowess.
Again, a disclaimer, we're going to be using Google Translate.
Or at least we're going to try really hard to get something accurate of that.
We're going to get Google Translate into Japanese-style confessions.
So, yeah, so we're going to be... We have six characters and six scenarios. We're going to do three each. We're going to draw them out of a hat and then act them out. So
hope you
enjoy. Yeah. All right. So we've picked our three,
and these
three
are some
characters
good stuff
and scenarios. Cringe or not, doesn't matter. We're just going to do our thing.
This is our take on Japanese style
based of our experience of watching anime.
No live.
So it's not like this is like a
not actual experience.
Yeah. Let's do rock paper scissors.
Rock paper scissors.
Yeah.
Are we gonna do Saishogu Janken Poi?
Yeah.
Saishogu Janken Poi. I could show.
It's me first. Okay.
All right. So you can pick any. It doesn't have to be in whatever.
Yeah,
you can just start off with whatever.
Okay. All right, this is behind the school.
Okay.
And I'm confessing to the school idol.
I'm ready.
Heart pounding, nervously put the letter in the shoebox and wait in the back of the school. The school idol shows up. I know you must get hundreds of confessions a day, but I truly admire you, and I think you're the most beautiful person in our school. I'll do anything for you. Carry your bags, do your homework, buy you lunch. I'll be your loyal servant. Please go out with me!
Cute!
Toki! Toki, 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 Toki! Oh, God.
Dude, I love this setup. I feel like mine were so basic when I wrote mine.
Nah, whatever, man.
All right, I'll go next.
You can
I'll
freestyle
go next.
If you want to.
All right, I'll go next. I'm trying to say I pick. I'll start off... I started basic. This is one of the basic ones I had.
Yeah.
All right. I think I'll say I'll definitely say the best for last. All right. So the scene is walking home with my childhood friend.
Oh, that's a good one.
Anosa, we'll be graduating soon. You know, we'll be separated from each other for the first time. You know, being childhood friends and all. You know, every time we'd hang out after school, it's not gonna happen anymore. It's just so sad that you're gonna be going overseas, and I'll be staying here stuck at Tokyo University. Well, yada. I don't want it to happen. Let's be a couple. Aishiteru.
Dude, you went ham with that one. That was a good one. Oh my god. I feel like mine are more like I have to play it out. Like actually play
yeah,
it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do it.
Alright, so the next one is school trip.
Ooh.
Senpai.
Ooh. That's a good one.
As everyone in the school is on their break, I take this opportunity to approach my... Wait, oh, wrong one!
Wait,
Senpai and redo. I are on the beach
watching our classmates play in the ocean. Splish, splash, 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 splash. We're sitting under the umbrella. This has been a really great trip, huh, Senpai? Mm. I've had so much fun. I wish this could never end.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your hand. So, like, we're sitting side by side.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, and you're like laying like this. Oh,
okay,
right?
Uh-huh.
I really enjoy being with you, especially, Senpai. I hope you feel the same way.
Hi! Watashimo! Ski!
Okay, alright. My turn. Scene is during the Natsumatsuri festival.
Classic.
During the fireworks. With the school delinquent.
Oh my god!
This one was rough. Okay, this one was rough, so I don't know how well this is gonna go. Ne, why'd you bring me out here? You know I don't like these kinds of things. Because of you, I always get dragged into trouble. And if anyone from school saw us together, don't you think it'd be a big problem? Eh? There's a reason why you always pick on me? Wait. Before you say any more. Don't! Shh! Don't! This. Don't. Shh. Don't.
Scene. Did you say something?
That always happens. It's like they say something and they don't hear because of the fireworks.
Oh my god, that's so good.
Do you like the subtle every Japanese word that I know?
Nah.
Nah.
I know.
Okay. This one was the basic one. I need like a...
What you need?
Hey, get that box.
Unrequited love on Valentine's Day. Everyone in the class is talking to each other. It's our class break. There I am, sitting by myself. I look at my unrequited love, reading his notebook. Toki, Toki, Toki. I must have the courage. Otherwise, I think he hates me. I reach into my bag. My homemade chocolates. I suddenly get up. Everybody in the room pauses, looks at me. My unrequited love, cool, calm, collected, still reading his notebook. Yosh. I walk up to him. Tap him on the shoulder. I made these chocolates especially for you. I hope you like them.
Eh?
Yes!
Nani kore?
Eh?
Nani kore? Oh my.
The shameful like face, yeah. Like the lines coming mm-hmm. down, like, it's a misunderstanding.
Gomenasai. Alright. Did I add the sensei piece of paper?
Oh, you didn't. Wait.
I don't have the sensei one.
Was there a sensei one?
Did I add that? I don't remember.
I don't think so.
Mm. Next that should time. Be special. Special next time. Look forward to it.
Oh man, that was great, dude.
All right, my last one.
I don't think. Oh yeah, you do have one more.
You're not ready. You're not ready. All right. So this is a scene. It's class break, mm-hmm. right? So everybody's walking around having a good time, and my kohai comes up to meet me. Imagine a hallway, crowded hallway. Down. Ah, kohai. Actually, perfect timing to see you. There's something I wanted to say. Eh? Chotto mate, where are you going? Doom! Jitsuwa, I don't want you to be my kohai. Tonight, I want you to be my senpai. Toki! Nani! Tonight, I want you to be my senpai.
Oh my god.
The twist, the plot twist.
Yes. Oh my god. That was amazing.
Dong!
Dong!
Oh yeah, just so anybody knows, the setup was a kabedon.
The classic hand against the wall. You against the wall.
Dude, that was so good. We gotta do more stuff like this. I think this would be
this
really
is fun.
Cool. Like, just, like, different scenarios of whatever we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great. We gotta get more people into this, too.
Aaron, who's sitting right beside us.
He's like, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, my gosh. That was awesome. Oh, and there you have it.
I want to know how everyone else would confess. Or, I mean... Yeah, American confessions are pretty standard.
They're basic.
I mean,
it's like...
It's always Hollywood style.
It's a lot of, especially over texting. I was like, hey, you want to go out?
Yeah.
Hey, let's go out.
Yeah. But also, like, it's really played up in Hollywood. Like, I guess the typical one is, like, jock likes nerdy girl.
Mm-hmm.
Or nerdy girl likes jock. Jock is a complete, like, butthead, but mm-hmm. then they somehow find something in common, and then
yep.
he falls in love with her kind of thing. That's too fairy tale. I mean, I guess anime is pretty fairy tale too sometimes, but it's way more relatable.
Well, I don't know why I just started thinking about that movie with Mandy Moore.
Oh,
A Walk to Remember.
Yeah. It's always like that. Well, not always, but... I mean, that's a good movie, though.
That's a sad movie.
Sad movie.
Sad.
Yeah. But like we were saying before, like, there's no cartoon that specifically portrays romance
mm-hmm.
/ comedy the whole way through. It's always, it could just be, like, one episode of something, right? Like, a random...
Yeah.
Whatever. I think it'd be cool to see how America would portray in animated form. Romance.
Probably be Garbo.
Might be bad. I feel like I'm missing something and I need to research to see if there actually is a cartoon like that out there.
I don't
there might
so.
Be one, but we might just be ignorant. But anime does really well. Like, a really good job. At least portraying the Japanese culture of romance. And I think for the most part, aside from like how high school is, I think most Japanese people actually find it accurate and very relatable.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, there you have it. Rom-coms are definitely one of my favorite genres in anime. It used to be, like, number one for a while.
Really?
Yeah. Like, that, I would, like, only care about rom-coms. But then they hurt too much to watch. Because it's, like, a lot of them do, like, the unrequited love type stuff, too.
Yeah.
And you're just like...
Or the way they end it is just not how I wanted it to end.
Yeah. Like, sometimes they do, like, open-ended...
Yeah.
Endings, and you're just like,
did they
can
get
I just
together
see how
or
they...
what?
Or like the ones that they do end up getting together, but it's the very last minute of
mm-hmm.
the episode, and you're like, bruh, come on.
The left unsatisfied.
Like, yeah, right. I mean, I guess... I mean, romance is in the eye of the beholder. you do whatever you want, but I think Japan has a down pat. Well, it's actually kind of interesting too, the way that some YouTuber, like Japanese YouTubers, talk about dating in Japan versus dating Western guys. I mean, I guess it makes sense because they some of them do prefer Western guys because they're very just to the point or more adventurous. Sometimes guys along with girls, because they're so reserved, they do tend to hold back what they really want to say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I could see that, how it can get kind of like lost in translation when you're dating somebody there. Or trying to see if you like somebody. Because everyone's so shy. But. Yeah. I don't know. Any other closing thoughts on rom-coms? Or anything else?
No. But definitely watch Golden Dime.
Oh, God.
Or any of the other any of the series that we've mentioned today.
I'm also trying to think of like a rom-com that just... they ended up not being together at all. Like a sad, sad one. I'm trying to think.
Planet.
Oh, God.
Although they did end up together.
I mean...
but...
oh, the second season, dude.
Planet.
The second season was sad.
That was bad, yeah. Because I stuck through all of Guilty Crown. That one. The
no
ending
way,
was...
really?
I
need to finish that.
I grueled through that. It was... like rough. I said, it was like a rough anime. But at the end, he and Inori dies, mm-hmm. and he's left blind.
That is heartbreaking. I don't know if I want to watch it.
Don't. It was bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, the ending was, it was like that.
Clannad. It was like a, sad moment, not in the sense of like love. I mean, love lost, but Clannad was sad because it was like, isn't that the one with like the girl ends up dying?
Yeah. But she has a child.
Yeah, but a child. Yeah, yeah. And he has to like raise her by himself.
But he's like so like heartbroken by her death that he kind of neglects.
Yeah.
And
that's right.
And throughout the series he learns to basically love her, and then so through some miracle the girl that dies is back to life or something. Through some miracle. Of anime.
That first season was good though. I'm trying to think of one. There's like, have you watched, is it Toradora?
I love Toradora.
That's a good one, right? That one ends really well.
That's good.
Like the way that they actually come to be a thing was like, woo! That was good.
I love Toradora.
Yeah, Toradora is good. I'm trying to think of anything else. I don't know what it is about the Japanese obsession with brother-sister.
I don't know.
It's so weird.
It's weird.
Because there are some like that.
Yeah.
Like sometimes, like, some of the hotter ones,
mm-hmm.
like, the sisters involved.
Yeah.
Like, why?
It's weird.
That's really weird. I guess, like, the familial love kind of thing. Like,
I don't know. Sometimes they take it too far.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah. They're not without their faults. And weird.
I still end up somehow watching these series.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
I mean, sometimes it's, or most of the time, it's not like the focus. It's just like a weird side thing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's like any character that they can get to fall in love with the main character, they'll just throw
it
in there.
Yeah, really.
It's weird.
Hentai.
Weird.
Yeah.
Hentai.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I'm missing other anime that isn't solely rom-com, but does have like romance in it.
Elements of romance.
Re-life. They need to continue it because
I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, that was really good one, right? But like that had some elements of romance, like towards the end,
mm-hmm.
right? When she actually realizes
he's
also part of the experiment, and she's like, "It's me. I'm her." And he's just like, "Eh."
He's so
clueless. I don't know. That was a. Oh, how can we forget about Seishun? We could totally talk about that movie.
The movie.
Oh, maybe we'll save that for another time, but that's also another great series that's misleading in its title. Mm-hmm. That's a great rom-com. Yeah.
That one has, like, elements of drama in it, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, like figuring out, like, is it, like, personality-wise? Like, well, that 12-year-old syndrome thing, whatever it's
Chunibyo
called.
Chunibyo kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Chunibyo, yeah. Oh, how could I forget that? There's also some really, really weird ones where... have you seen... Oh, is it Kanojo X something? Where there's this girl who... really weird, likes the taste of saliva. And there's this one specific guy that she finds out his saliva is, like, super sweet. So
ew,
she,
what?
It's really... Ew. It sounds
That's
weird.
Whack. That's whack.
But it's really, really weird. But the anime is not bad. That's just, like, the only weird part.
That's whack.
Which is, like, the premise of the anime. Like, for some reason, his, like... Or her... I forgot whose it was. Like, their saliva tastes like yuzu. So it's, like, sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So all she does is want it.
That's whack.
But speaking of the Chunbyo one, there's also one like that, too, where this girl, like, can never act like herself. So she acts like this Dark Lord...
With an eye patch.
You know what I'm talking about?
Chunbyo!
Yeah.
That's the name of the show.
Dude, that Chunibyo. One's really good. That so one's really funny.
It's so funny. Because, yeah. Like, the main character's like, he got over it.
Yeah.
And then he's and being he brought back.
He understands what she's going through. But then there are, like, some moments where she actually acts normal. And you're just like, oh. Yeah, that one's like, I don't think I've finished that one. I might have to revisit it again. Because that one was really good. But yeah. 3 hours
three
on the dot.
3 hours.
Holy crap. Thank you for sticking around this long.
3 hours.
Also with our two special acts.
Hey, we're upping the content.
We are.
I can't say the same about the quality, but the content is definitely there.
We're getting there. But yeah, thank you so much for tuning in as always for however long our episodes are. We're definitely splitting this up.
Like always.
I think it's a 3 parts maybe. But yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. We are going to try to get another, try to release another episode in the next 2 weeks. I mean, I'm not that busy this time.
If we're splitting this up into three,
we can
do
just
3 weeks.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And
we'll
then
do one,
meet up
one,
again.
One part a week.
Yeah, and then meet up again after 3 weeks.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Well, although off pod, we're probably going to be here again.
Oh, yeah. Next week, yeah, right.
That's what my mom talked about.
Yeah, okay.
We'll see.
Well, then, if that's the case, then
we could
be
just
making
record
another episode. But, yeah, we're definitely going to be adding new segments to our show, so that way it's a little bit, or way more entertaining.
Yeah.
At least for us, it's more entertaining, but...
I'm really glad you enjoyed this.
Dude, like, that was fun.
I'm really glad, because I was just... I get inspiration from watching, like, the radio segments on YouTube.
And Seiyuu's and stuff.
Yeah,
I know. We should start doing, like...
I'll have to send you the video that I... Of Kaguya that
right.
I really enjoyed.
Yeah, that I'm definitely interested in.
Radio stuff.
Like, it would be cool if they also did, like, podcasts about, like, not just their work, but, like, their daily life as well, too, or, like, whatever they're going
through.
I know
some of them have, like, Seiyuu's have, like, their own YouTube channels.
Yeah. Oh, true. Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, be on the lookout for more random, but hopefully entertaining and funny segments from us, because we always come up with something hilarious to do. This is just our first time implementing.
Yeah.
Not much. Stay safe out there. It's still crazy.
The Rona.
The
it's
Rona
huge.
Is crazy, but also the fires in the West Coast. Like,
it's huge.
Please be safe. Wear a mask. Don't go outside if you don't have to. Not just because of the Rona,
exactly.
But because the air quality,
you know,
is really
whatever.
Bad. Whatever. Until next time, friends. Right. Bye.
Sayonara.